Hello, this is Tony Williams.
Chauncey Williams.
And the name of our show is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to financial planning and credit debt reduction.
All right, Muskegon listeners, on the phone I have Lori Mead from United States Student Loan Help today here on the phone with me, just talking about what she do for a living and how she's helped thousands of people. I'm Chauncey Williams. Good afternoon, Lori.
Hi, Chauncey. It's a pleasure to be with you today and all your listeners.
Yes. I just wanted to do this interview with her today just to get recognition of the company and how they've been helping people, and especially in my region and across the nation. I just have a couple questions for you today, Lori. It's a pleasure talking to you and having you here on the show today. And I just wanted to go over just my first question was, what does your company do?
Well, that's a great question, Chauncey. Our company, U.S. Student Loan Help, was created because of the trillion-dollar loan debt out there that college students are facing. Most college students have over $26,000 in student loan debt. So because of this, U.S. Student Loan Help was created in with the goal in mind to help students and parents by assisting them in identifying with federal programs that are available to them, but also assisting them to prepare their documents and get into lower payments and even loan forgiveness programs through the federal government.
Okay, that's big. That sounds like big work. That's amazing. I can even remember working back with you almost a couple of years ago and your company helping me out, and it was on a cold call one day, and just I remember filling out a document or something and getting a cold call and going back, and it's changed my life since then. And I can't remember the process and just going through that. And so specifically, so with the company, I know they help student loan debt, but what do you exactly do with inside the company if someone needed some help?
Absolutely. So just like you, Chauncey, I clearly remember you were one of my first clients. So what typically happens is when someone has completed school and they have a student loan debt, then they typically have to start making payments on the loans. So if they call me, I'm able to ask them a series of questions, such as what their loan balance is, what their income is, what type of job that they're in, just simple questions. And based on that, we're able to identify what programs that they can qualify for. Most of the time, people qualify for a 60% savings in what they typically would be paying. And we give them a free, no obligation consultation, which we, analyze their debt and help them figure out what programs could benefit them to not only lower their interest rate, but also strengthen their financial profile. So many people don't know about how to strengthen their credit. By consolidating their student loans, this is a huge way that can strengthen their financial profile.
Wow. I've seen that. Matter of fact, with the people that we've worked with when I first did the program, I didn't think it was a reality that I could receive any help like this. I can even remember thinking back to that day you called me. I was on my way to class, and I was driving to Grand Rapids into seminary, and I called you. I mean, you called me on the phone, on the car phone, and I was talking to you, and you had told me, you was like, well, you possibly could qualify for our program based on my job and my income. And then when you had told me what I qualified for, I immediately thought, I said, let's go. And then when I was not too sure of it, so I just like, all right, I ended the conversation. And then when I ended the conversation, I let things linger. And I think I graduated from seminary in like 2014, or it was around that time. And when I got done with the program, I started getting letters in the mail, and my loan balance was higher than what it was previously before entering my seminary program. So I ended up calling you back, and that was like almost 6 months later, and I was like, I needed to be in this program. So it really benefited me and lots of people that we've been working with recently, and it's been a great relationship with United States Student Loan Help. So I just wanted to just commend you for that also.
Well, and we commend you, Chauncey, for allowing us the privilege to help you, because what a lot of times it's fear of the unknown. And why our company is kind of set apart is, first and foremost, we're a Christian company and we're in full compliance with federal guidelines. We also 100% guarantee our work. So we guarantee the documentation preparation to be done correctly, or we refund people their processing fee. So there's absolutely no risk. There's all to gain by doing the program.
Okay. Now, I know you said you mentioned a processing fee. Now, a processing fee is included in the services that's provided for people to receive a student loan debt that's possibly lower with the interest rate. Now, how does that processing fee work?
Sure. How that works is, first and foremost, we have a general conversation, a consultation to review what their loan status is and what programs that they're going to qualify for. I would say about 95% of people qualify for some sort of reduction and some sort of forgiveness. So it's a very high statistic. So we first qualify them. Based on that, then we run it through a quick approval process with our underwriting team. And if we get the green light and they're approved, then we put together the documents. The simple investment to submit the file is just small investment, and we submit the file, and then we start working on the documents. And they can choose to pay a one-time processing fee, or they can split that up into payments. We really work with our clients to make sure that they can afford this program, because the investment is so big, you know, as far as how much they're going to be saving each month.
Yes, I can come in with that also. I agree with that also, because I know that every year for certain documents, you have to have them done every year. And before I entered this actual program, I could think back, I was trying to qualify for student loan forgiveness, and somehow I wasn't qualifying. I was like, I know I work in education, I work in ministry, I do nonprofit work. I'm like, I was kept on struggling trying to figure out how to qualify. And it's, I had that battle since like 2003, and your company helped me get over that hump and find that qualification. Yeah. But also yearly, I've had people that I've actually worked with through your company that their payments are actually lower than their first previous year because your company has been helping them. And I remember you talking about another program where they can be in the client advantage program, I believe.
Correct. All of our income-based programs, like you were referring to, annually or ongoing, we have to maintain the documents and make sure that your income is addressed and reported properly. So that's all part of our program that we do that offers the assurance. It's almost like a covering. It's almost like an insurance of management overseeing. Just recently, for instance, there was some new legislation that was passed, and there were some of our clients who didn't qualify for loan forgiveness, and now they do. So because they're in that program, we've contacted all of our clients and now telling them the good news. You now qualify for loan forgiveness. So they're thrilled that we're watching out for them and being their advocate and communicating them new legislation that can benefit them.
Yes, that's great. I can, yeah. Because everybody at first didn't qualify for the program. And it's frustrating when you think you can get some help out there and then all of a sudden you can't. And then now you're able to call these people back and do that and help them in the best way. I just believe that's servant work, being a good Christian and serving people in a capacity to help them. I was looking at the flyer. I have a flyer with your actual phone number on it. And I saw like some of the benefits of being in this program. And I just want to read over them. One of them says qualify for zero monthly payment. Now, when you say qualify for zero monthly payment, what does that exactly entail?
Well, what we do is when a person qualifies for a zero monthly payment, there are two programs out there. Well, there's actually three programs out there based on their income. And that's an income base, it's a pay as you earn, or income contingent. Those are all based on your income. And if someone is unemployed or someone is making under, you know, 20 or possibly 25,000 or based on their family size, they can qualify for the $0 payments, and each payment is counted towards the loan being forgiven. So it's a phenomenal program where a lot of people don't realize. They immediately think, oh, I need to put my loans into forbearance. And they call their servicer, they call their lender to put their loans in forbearance because then they're forbearing making payments. And that's the worst thing you can do, because that just compounds your principal. It compounds your interest. So if you have an issue with income or if things have changed, do call us and we can qualify you and see if there's better programs out there that can save you money and not increase your debt, but actually decrease it.
Wow. I can think back to a client that I had that I helped with their credit. And I had a client and they were saying that I'm in forbearance. I'm good with my student loan. And I had tried to tell them, I said, you're not, because you're showing that you can't pay your student loan debt by going in forbearance. So that makes you not credit. That makes you not credit worthy. So I'm like, you need to enroll into this program with United States Student Loan Help to make sure that you lower your payment and your interest. So then you can say you're paying on time payments and now your credit score goes up. And I've been seeing clients like that with the numbers of people that we help together. And we've been a great team. Also for this community and people across the country. So it's working and people are believing in it. It's working in progress. And just looking at, some people don't see the benefit in it, but because they enroll in a program, they feel that they can do it on their own. But then lots of times that I tell people all the time, like, would you represent yourself in court by yourself? Would you fix your own vehicle? It's always good to have somebody that's dependable, that knows their business. And I believe your company does that. They did a great job for us. And me and my family, me and my wife also, we was talking about that the other day. Our student loans are in a great situation, and just being able to have someone to call like yourself to help us out, that's a blessing in itself, Lori. So I just want to commend you for that.
Well, it's been a pleasure to work with you, Chauncey. For those of you listening, I'm sure you know Chauncey, and for those of you who don't know him, you need to get to know him. I've never met someone that has such a heart to help as Chauncey. And your nickname, Chauncey, throughout our company is that we call you Mr. Michigan. And now you're going nationwide helping people. But you really have helped so many people within your community and throughout the state of Michigan and other states, not only save money, but also have peace of mind and also have loan forgiveness. And those are great gifts that you are sharing with others.
Yes, I've been attached to a lot of testimonies, and it's good to see that your struggle can be attached to someone else's testimony, because I just try to be transparent with our people in our community and let them know that there is help out there. You just have to seek it. Everybody's not trying to take advantage of you, and this has been a great relationship with what I do and what you do for a living. And it brings a bond, but more likely it's the Christian relationship, you know, just being equally yoked and knowing that we are out to help people in the right way. And I always say that it's not my job, it's my purpose on what God wants me to serve, because I have to find myself telling my testimony about how I struggle financially with student loan debt and credit. So I find myself repeating the same story and people being saved as a result of it. My next question was, qualifying for student loan forgiveness. How does one go about that, and what are some of the occupations that possibly could qualify that, if you can run off by memory, that you've helped?
Sure. There's two types of loan forgiveness. There's a 10-year forgiveness, so you make payments for 10 years, and then your whole outstanding loan balance and debt is forgiven, and that's a tax-free forgiveness. And the second type of forgiveness is a 20 or 25-year forgiveness. So when we do our consultation, we will quickly find out which type they qualify for. The 10-year forgiveness is very simple. You have to work for the city, state, government, or a nonprofit organization. So, for instance, teachers or people who work in the medical field, or people who work for the police department or in ministry, any nonprofit organization, these types of people would be able to get into the loan forgiveness program. And we do all the documents. We get those sent to your employer, so all of your payments get credited towards the 10-year forgiveness. The 20-year forgiveness and 25, you can do any type of work. So it's not based on your employer or your employment. You can be a homemaker and still qualify for the 20 or 25-year forgiveness. And that one is based on your income. and your family size. So we go over that and see which programs are going to be the best ones for you. And we're really, U.S. Student Loan Help, all of our counselors, you know, I'm the senior counselor here, and really our goal is to be your advocate and to make sure that we, number one, identify what your need is and then get you into a program that's going to give you the biggest relief.
Okay, that's amazing. My next question, because I know we ran into this with some of our clients, was people that are in default or towards a garnishment, or they in a situation where they are struggling with their student loan payment and they're behind. Is there a possibility or a way that you can help them in some type of capacity?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing, and for any listeners out there listening to this program right now, I think the fear of the unknown keeps us paralyzed at times. And so if I could just encourage you, even if you're behind, don't put it on the back burner. You want to call us. I can give you a quick consultation and tell you what your options are. If you are behind, we can expedite your file to get your loans in a good standing so that you're not in fear of garnishment. The biggest thing with anyone listening right now, with tax season coming up, if you are delinquent, they can put judgments on you and garnish your taxes. So you would definitely want to give me a call so we can see what you qualify for and get this taken care of so you can get your tax return when you prepare your taxes next, you know, in a few months.
Wow. You got me thinking back to almost like 2 years ago when I first met you, and I think we tried to help someone, and it was a lady, and I was telling her, you told me to call her and contact her, and I was like, look, if you don't do this program, they're going to take all your income taxes. And it happened. Almost took like $7,000 and left that person with like $1,000. They called me after the fact, and it was around the same time. It was around the holiday time. So just how that family was affected, that was a hurtful situation. Somebody expecting $7,000 on their tax loan. You know, you fill out your documents for the tax loan, and they took $7,000 from that person. They only was left with like, I think, $1,100. And that's a big blow for some families, especially in this community, to deal with a blow like that. So, but I also seen you work with people that were to the point of about to be garnished and turn it all the way around from them. They're so thankful to this day. I still see people, and they're happy. So we got more.
Our company is really set up to help people and to be your advocate. So as long as you give us a call, if we know the situation is very serious, we put a full team on it to get things resolved to protect you. Our goal is to make sure that, number one, you're in good standings with the federal government, you're in lower payments, and you're in loan forgiveness programs, and we can help you strengthen your credit and make sure that you don't get garnished. Those are really our key points to our company.
Yeah, that's good. I know I'm in a point of mine being renewed, and I think I contacted you the other day about my status and everything, and I'm working towards that. So I really appreciate that. It's a peace of mind knowing that you have someone that care over your financial situation so you can go to work and make your money like you're supposed to and not worry about tedious things like that. I had two more questions I want to ask you, Lori. I know you're very busy. This is probably the longest I've talked to you without having to pray or anything and being in a business situation. So it seems a little different, but it's good enough for the both of us. But I want to share the next question was, when someone signs a document, do they sign a contract with your company, and what entails on the contract?
Sure. So what we do, after we've identified what program that they qualify for, we put together a contract, and I email that to them through a safe portal through DocuSign, and I walk them through an electronic signature. All of their personal information is safeguarded, it's encrypted, so there's no fear of any of their information being shared with others. And in that contract, they electronically sign it, and that goes directly to our processing department, who immediately starts working on the file.
Okay. So my last question is, this is, will you keep my personal information and financial information private and secure? But I heard her say something about a safe document thing. So that's like a secure type of communication between the clients.
It is. It's a secure document service that has been set up. DocuSign is a very well-known company that all like mortgage lenders, CPAs, attorneys use to have their clients sign documents. Also, our information that we have, our system, everything's monitored, encrypted, so nothing can be leaked out. So their identity is protected.
Okay. Lori, I want you to share your company phone number, the number that I usually call, and just any way that people can reach you out there in my area and everything when this program is, because I just feel like a lot of people out there need your help. I know we've helped a lot of people together, and just sometimes people just need to hear that peace of mind. Just leave your name and your phone number and the company you work for them, and just let them know that we care about them. So go ahead, Lori.
Absolutely. Well, it's been an honor, Chauncey. I really appreciate, first and foremost, you are my most favorite client. We've had such an incredible working relationship with all of these years. And for all of you listeners, I look forward to meeting you and developing a relationship where we, too, can bring financial relief and hope and peace of mind to you. So please call me. Don't put it off. And we'll be able to see what forgiveness programs and lower payments we can get you into. So my direct line is 858-736-0617. Again, that's 858-736-0617. I'm Lori Mead. And I am the U.S. Student Loan Help Senior Specialist. So I look forward to meeting all of you.
All right. Well, Lori, it's been great talking to you. I'll be talking to you soon. I appreciate you taking time out of your day, because usually when I talk to you, you're very busy. So I know that you have sacrificed some things just to get online with me. So I know I have some favor from the Lord by getting you on the phone like this. So, but I think you know the capacity on how we can help people when they hear this. And they're out there and they're thinking about that, because a lot of people getting ready to graduate from college. And they're 6 months later after their last graduation, and they're wondering that, do they want to pay that high payment of $500, $700, $900 when we can cut that in half or make it almost 70% cheaper than what they're currently paying. So it's a blessing.
Absolutely. And one thing, if I could add to that, Chauncey, you just brought up a really good point. For all of you that are about ready to graduate, I know graduation is just around the corner here in December, I would just, first and foremost, congratulations that you have gotten to the finish line. So I applaud you for that. And secondly, so much education goes on during college that what I found is very little education goes on as far as how to help you with your student loans. So do give me a call. Allow me an opportunity sooner than later. A lot of people think, oh, I have 3 months or I have 6 months of grace period. You want to get this started immediately, because it does take usually about a 60-day process to get completed, and then you get a 2-month grace period. So it's very smart to pick up the phone, give me a call, and allow me the opportunity to walk you through what your options are.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's United States Student Loan Help. Lori Mead, the phone number is 858-736-0617. I'm Chauncey Williams. This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success with 103.7 The Beat. See you later, Lori.
Bye, Chauncey. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Muskegon listeners, that was Lori Mead from United States Student Loan Help. She was talking about how she can help you and with your student loan help and making sure that your credit can be improved. Once again, I'm Chauncey Williams.
Tony Williams.
103.7 The Beat. What Do I Do Now?